'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing while the poor man pays the band? Oh, they're building me for killing me. Lord, have mercy on the working man. Won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Hi, I'm Chandler Smith.
Crossed the line, and Chandler Smith has scored the win.
The following is a presentation of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Phoenix is next for NASCAR, and today the NASCAR Xfinity Series takes on the desert of Arizona. Early on in the season, it's been all about Austin Hill with wins in two of the first three races, and that has Austin on top in the point standings. Another driver that has quietly performed well so far is the driver who scored his first win here last year.
Sammy Smith leads up the back straightaway for the final time, four car lengths in hand to Ryan Truex in second.
It is a day in the desert he will never forget. Career win number one happens this afternoon in the United Rentals 200, and Sammy Smith has scored the victory, his first career win, age 18, and Sammy Smith has done it here this afternoon. But the Xfinity Series regulars have to contend with two Cup Series regulars, as last week's winner, John Hunter Nemechek, returns to his Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, and William Byron will make his 2024 Series debut. Live from Phoenix Raceway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series presents the Call811.com Every Dig Every Time 200, exclusively on the Motor Racing Network.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, Race Day.
Ready. Okay.
From Phoenix Raceway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series ready to take center stage here at the Phoenix Raceway. 38 race teams ready to go for 200 laps, 200 miles. All of that live right here on the Motor Racing Network. Jeff Striegel alongside Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon on a beautiful, absolute beautiful Saturday afternoon, 73 degrees, blue sky. 200 laps, Alex Hayden, that is a short sprint to the checkered flag.
And Jeff, that's going to put a lot of pressure on everybody on the race team, from the driver to not make mistakes and give up track position, to the crew chief to make the right decisions on adjustments of the race car, to the pit crews. You're only going to be on pit lane, what, three times maybe in this race, max, that are going to be scheduled, maybe even twice on the pit lane. So you got to have good, clean pit stops. You have to be able to be clean as the driver, decision-making as the crew chief, and clean pit stops.
Any driver come to mind? We saw them practice here early on. We saw qualifying. Does somebody stand out? I'm thinking you look back at last year at Cole Custer, and then he goes out and backs up a good qualifying effort.
Yeah, and wins the pole position in qualifying earlier today. Yeah, Cole Custer, who has not gotten off to the best of starts this year, is the guy I think that's everybody's going to say he's the one we have to beat. Although Chandler Smith has been good here. He had a quick practice and a good qualifying effort. Justin Allgaier's always good here at Phoenix Raceway, but you can never also count out veterans like Eric Almirola driving for Joe Gibbs Racing. Great equipment, a very good, talented race car driver. I think there's any number of 10 to 12 different drivers that easily can win this race.
It's going to be a good one, that's for sure. That's Alex Hayden. We have the NASCAR Xfinity Series coming your way next, right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Of course, Justin Allgaier is in the field here this afternoon. He qualified in position number 5. He is one win away from tying Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Tommy Houston for 11th all-time on the NASCAR Xfinity Series win list. He has 23 to his credit, looking for win number 24 here this afternoon. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Raceway. The NASCAR Xfinity Series coming your way next. Mentioned 200 laps, 200 miles. Stage 1 done at lap 45. Stage 2 at lap 90. Then 110 more to the black and white checkered flag. Todd Gordon is with us, a championship-winning crew chief. When you hear the stage and lap breakdown, what comes to mind, Todd?
Yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward. I think you've got to go to the end of Stage 1 and you'll see all the guys come for tires at that point, end of Stage 2, and then that leaves you one set to kind of split up that last run. The decision, if the early caution comes in that, and some, you know, if caution comes at like 1, at 110, 115, do you want to take them that early, or do you want to wait later into the cycle? That's when I think the crew chiefs will have to stress a little bit.
I think you're right about that, and we'll see how this plays out because you never know what you're going to get here. Some tracks you kind of have an idea that you're going to have a handful of cautions, but here at Phoenix Raceway, we'll have races where we have a handful of cautions in stage number one, but then we'll have races where you come out here and you run all 45 laps under the green flag. The trends at Phoenix Raceway can be quite tricky to make that kind of decision. As a crew chief, how difficult is it to stay married to the strategy you have, or do you stay that way?
Well, I think the first two stages, I mean, if your car's decent, it's easy to be married to it because you know that you've got a caution coming 45 laps from now, you know, when you've got the stage at 45, then at 90. So those are pretty straightforward. The biggest question comes that final run as to where you want to be. A guy that has the opportunity to if a caution comes at, say, 120, do you want to take them with 80 laps to go and commit to being on a set of tires when you only have been 25 laps on this set? Or do you hope, and that's, you don't know. That's the one piece that becomes a question mark. But if a caution comes with 40 to go, you're going to be in a much better position to take those tires then than a guy that took them with 80 to go.
Right now, the Chevy Silverados are picking up the drivers from the garage area, bringing them around in front of the grandstands and straight to the introduction stage. We're going to be taking you there very shortly.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Race number four of 2024, Daytona, Atlanta, and Las Vegas in the rearview mirror. Only two drivers have scored top tens in all three of those events. That's Austin Hill and Chandler Smith. To make it one better, both of those drivers finished top five in those three events. What can they do here this afternoon? We'll find out and talk to them coming up shortly from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. She is the track too tough to take.
The Lady in Black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall We Dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 Years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Last time we were here with the NASCAR Xfinity Series, November 4, so not that long ago, and on that day, Cole Custer dominated the event, led 96 laps, and then took home the black and white checkered flag and claimed a championship. Earlier today, he took the green flag, took the checkered flag, and qualified in position number one. Let's hear from our poll winner. He's alongside our Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Cole Custer down here and getting the driver introductions done. Cole, let's actually go back to November. Last time you were here was a pretty special day for you. Has to be neat to come back to the scene of the championship and return here.
For sure. I mean, there's so many good memories here, you know, rolling through that tunnel and being able to see this track again. But at the end of the day, that doesn't pay anything for this year. So we got to make sure that we're bringing the intensity to go out here and win. But I think we have a pretty good Haas Automation Ford Mustang, and we just got to make sure we go out there and execute every lap. But I think we'll have something for them today.
You executed a qualifying lap really, really well. Do you have a sense how the car will be over the course of a long run?
Yeah, I felt pretty good about it in practice. You know, there are little things we could do a little bit better, but the lap times look good. So I think we should have something for them.
There we go. That's Cole Custer, our MRN reporter on occasion. He works with us in the Truck Series races, and he will lead the field to green here today at Phoenix.
Finished second last week at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. His first top 10 of the season. Other than that, he's been 13th or worse. So, yeah, this is a track that he's very much looking forward to with the success that he's had here. Another young driver getting ready to go with a good qualifying effort was Chandler Smith. This driver spotlight is presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Chandler is with our own Kim Kuhn of Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, Alex, he'll roll off from the front row. So we know you have qualifying speed. How was the car in terms of what it's going to do during the race?
I think we're pretty solid. I think we got a really fast number 81 Quick-Tite Products Toyota GR Super for sure. All the men and women back at Joe Gibbs Racing been thrashing, making sure everything, all the nitty-gritty stuff's been tidied up for coming out here out west, and they definitely done a good job. So happy with our speed. Just need to go put it all together today.
top five finishes in the first three races of this year. Do your expectations change now with your new team week to week?
No, everything's the same. Just keep on executing.
That's Chandler Smith. He does have a truck series win here at Phoenix Raceway. We'll see what he can do here this afternoon in the Xfinity Series car.
I think, Kim, that's what you call a young man that is focused and just ready to be introduced and climb behind the wheel of his race car and go to work. Another driver, a young driver, 21-year-old driver, Corey Heim. And Steve Post, he is driving for Sam Hunt Racing. And they qualified in position number three.
Great qualifying run for Corey Heim. You mentioned it, a third place run. He's down here chatting it up with some of his fellow drivers. Corey, as you qualified in the third spot here, how good is this race car? How do you feel about your car as you get ready to go 200 laps here this afternoon?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I feel like we fired off really good in practice, had good speed, and as we went and the track laid rubber, I feel like we struggled a little bit. But we made some big changes from practice to qualifying, and it seemed to translate pretty well. So, you know, we got a good gear in Giro Supra. I feel like it's as fast as Xfinity Internet, and I'm looking forward to the race.
This is one of those tracks where you have a bunch of seat time at, running the Truck Series race here a couple times. How nice is that as a young driver climbing this ladder to be able to have some races and come back to a place, even though in a different race car?
Yeah, and especially with Sam Hunt Racing, those guys just are super competitive. They want it bad, and I feel like they work their butts off. So to come here and qualify third, our best qualifying in organizational history, is awesome, but we still got a race ahead of us. So I took some good notes after Vegas last weekend, and I feel like we've been very productive and going forward, getting better. So hopefully it translates.
Let's see what happens. Corey Heim, one of the great youngsters, one of the great racers in our sport coming up. He'll start third here this afternoon.
The driver starting fifth is Justin Allgaier. He's got a couple of top 10 finishes in the opening three races of the season, but nothing better than an eighth place finish. This is a good racetrack for Justin Allgaier, and Kim Kuhn is there.
That's right, Alex. Justin's stats here are some of the best, including two wins. What about this track do you feel like jives so well with you?
I wish I knew. You know, just great race cars. You know, obviously, really proud of the team and everybody at Junior Motorsports. I feel like every time we come here, you know, we bring really, really fast Brandt Professional Agriculture Camaros. And, you know, this race is so unique, the layout, the dog leg, the grip level. You know, obviously, you never really know what to expect. You always hope you're as fast as Xfinity Internet, but you never really know what you're going to have. And I'm loving the fact that the sun's out, it's hot, it's going to be slick today. You know, that plays more into my hands of what I feel like I feel comfortable here with. But, you know, it's just managing the day-to-day is going to be so important. You know, making sure that pit stops go smoothly and restarts go smoothly. If you have all those things go your way, it's going to be a good day. If you don't, you never really know what to expect.
You mentioned the restarts. They get kind of crazy, 5-6 cars wide. Is it a hold-your-breath moment? Is it an extra focus moment? Describe a restart here at Phoenix.
I ran in the side of John Hunter last fall and spun myself out and had to come from the back early on in the race in the championship four. So, not going to do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. But it is a little bit. I think we have such a great group of talented race car drivers this year in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and you got to manage it, right? You got to know who you're racing with. You got to know who you're around. But I do feel like, you know, especially early on, you gotta be a little bit more cautious, and then later on in the race, you know, when the wick gets turned up, you gotta be aggressive, but at the same time too, not put yourself in a bad spot to get crushed.
That's Justin Allgaier. He takes the green flag from the fifth position.
Yeah, he talks about those starts and restarts. They are indeed chaos. Once they cross the start-finish line and hit the dog leg, they can fan out 4 and 5 wide. Going to be an exciting afternoon of racing. We'll have more from the drivers coming up shortly.
When should someone call 811? Every dig, every time. Underground utility lines need to be marked for each separate project, such as installing a mailbox, putting up a fence, planting trees, or building a deck. Calling at least 2 to 3 working days before digging will allow time for professional locators to mark the approximate location of utility lines before you start your project. Safety is in your hands. Go to call811.com before you dig. Every dig, every time.
Looking for a weekly motorsports podcast to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
When we come back, we're going to talk to a driver making his series debut in 2024 and the driver that went to Victory Lane most recently. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You crave power. You bleed speed. You live for the roar of the crowd and the taste of victory. But your ride is holding you back. Ignite your engine soul with E3 spark plugs. The same spark that fuels NASCAR champions unleashes explosive power in your ride. Don't just dream of speed. Make it your reality. Find E3 at your nearest auto parts store. E3 spark plugs. E3, what are you running?
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Let's talk to the driver that went to Victory Lane in the Daytona 500. Mentioned it's a series debut at the Xfinity Series level for William Byron, but Steve Post, he is no stranger here as he's gone to Victory Lane in the Xfinity Series four times in his career.
Yes, indeed. Back in 2017, as a matter of fact, here at Phoenix, William Byron is who we're talking about. And William, just kind of describe the opportunity to get to run a little extra seat time here this weekend in Phoenix. How did this all come about with you and your Hendrick team?
Yeah, it's really just an opportunity for us to, you know, like you said, get more seat time, but also focus on the tracks that we want to be good at come the fall. So that was the emphasis for me, was to come here and race, was to be good here when we come back. So and it just is nice to be out racing something. You know, I'd rather race at any short track or anything I can do, but this opportunity came about, and this is perfect.
Bright sunny day. Of course, we're gonna have a bright sunny day tomorrow as well. What does the sunshine do, and what types of things does that do to impact this racetrack and these race cars?
I think it's pretty cool out, so it feels nice for me inside the car. I think the track will get wide and be pretty slick, so I feel like there'll be a lot of opportunities to pass. So I'm pretty excited for that, to kind of see how the track, you know, winds out as we go.
A lot of opportunities to pass, and he's going to have to do it. He qualified in the 28th spot. That is William Byron. Hendrick Cars. It is the red, white, and blue paint scheme on his Chevy Camaro.
And he gets set to go, as does John Hunter Nemechek. Full-time this year in the NASCAR Cup Series, but is getting some starts in the Xfinity level with Joe Gibbs Racing. Let's get his thoughts with Kim Kuhn.
And a great moment here on pit road. He's got the wife, Taylor, and the two kids, Aspen and P, on the FaceTime. Took a photo holding up the FaceTime of them. I love it. I know family is so important to you. But let's talk the race here today. Your stats at Phoenix in the Xfinity Series, great. JGR's stats, great. Yet a win has eluded you here. Why?
Well, I learned how far not to drive in the corner into turn one last year in the fall. So just mistakes. Last year, I felt like we were one of the best cars in the spring. I got a restart violation, had to come from the back. Then the fall, we were one of the best cars, I feel like, as well. The double zero and us fought really hard. So, I don't know. This place has been tough for me. I've always run really well here, but to get a victory, we haven't been able to do so. So we definitely need to get that done, but feel good about our chances today. Our Albertsons Toyota GR Supra was really fast in practice and race trim. Didn't qualify quite where I wanted to, but I feel like we know the direction that we need to go change-wise for today's race, and we'll see how the track changes. Just got to stay on top of it, and hopefully we can go get another win and back it up from last week.
Now that you're Cup full-time, this is just a part-time deal for you in the Xfinity side of things. We know it can get aggressive here at Phoenix, specifically restarts. What kind of level of respect do you have for the field, and is it different than when you were racing full-time?
I don't think it's any different. I think it's still the same. Although Kyle Busch was joking around with me last weekend about coming back to take trophies from kids, being a Cup guy now. So I didn't really know how to take that one when he said that. But overall, it's really exciting to be full-time in the Cup deal with Legacy Motor Club. Our Cup car actually has a lot of speed this weekend as well. So looking forward to that, but really looking forward to today's race in the Xfinity car and the remaining
six I have, I think. Or yeah, I think I have six more after this one. So hopefully we can go get quite a few more wins and keep racking those up.
And John Hunter did take the trophy from the kids last weekend in Las Vegas. This week, he rolls off ninth here at Phoenix.
And Kim, let's just remind everybody that the driver that is taking trophies from kids is only 26 years old. That was John Hunter Nemechek. So many drivers off to a very good start. We mentioned Austin Hill and Chandler Smith and Corey Heim, but Postman, not everybody is, happy with first three races, and I think you're with a driver that would agree with that.
Yeah, we come into the season full of all kinds of energy and optimism, and Sam Mayer, it's been a little bit of a struggle. A lot of it no fault of your own, Sam. So as we sit here at Phoenix, you finished fifth in the fall here, so it's been a pretty good racetrack for you. How do you approach this race and try to get things back on track for you guys this year?
Yeah, you know, we've been really, really good this year. Not a lack of effort that we haven't been winning races or in the top five, so a lot to hold our hat on, that our car is as fast as Xfinity Internet each and every week. It's just a matter of getting there at the end. So I'm not too fussed about it. I think we're going to be good, and I get to have some fun passing cars.
You passing cars, you're going to need to do that for sure. This racetrack so different between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. How different is it from the driver's seat, and how do you approach the different sets of turns here?
Yeah, it's really interesting, but, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt that your car is not going to be perfect. And just because both corners are so different. So you're going to be good on one end and maybe bad on the other. It's kind of like Darlington in that sense. So I think our car's good enough to at least be good on both ends a little bit. It's just a matter of putting the proof in the pudding at the end of the day.
We'll see what happens. They've had a little bit of a struggle. They're not going to struggle for long. Sam Mayer, he'll roll off here today. Fifth place run last fall. And I look for this team to get it pointed in the right direction starting here this afternoon.
One of the hot shoe rookies this year in the NASCAR Xfinity Series is Jesse Love, the California native. In his first three starts, has led 191 laps. However, Kim, he's not finished better than 12th so far.
And Jesse Love taking a moment to kind of debrief and prep for the race with Chevy driver coach Joss Wise. So, Jesse, first start in the Xfinity Series at Phoenix, but plenty of West experience. How are we going to lean on the experience in the other series, and does it help here today?
Yeah, like you said, just listening to Josh, and he's got some great advice for me, and I think we got a really good car. I think we got a better race car. We do qualifying car, so still proud of the effort so far today. I feel like we just got to be really smart, and my goal today was to have a stress-free, no-drama day, right? We've been really fast and had a lot of drama this year, so my job today is to take our car, whatever place car we got, and run that position. So I think we got a really good shot at that today, and I think we have a good enough car to run up front consistently.
That drama you talk about, I know that can be anything. It can be drama with other drivers, pit road drama. For you, is it more about putting a full race together? How do you make it a no-drama day?
Absolutely, right? We had a really good shot to win Daytona and Atlanta and didn't pan out. And then Vegas last weekend, we also had another really good shot. And maybe not to win, but to run, you know, have a really good day. And I ruined that on pit road. So today is to just take a step back and literally just drive at, you know, 90%, right? And I think my 90% is still going to be good enough to run out front and contend for a win. And late in the race when it's time, if I got to, you know, turn that wick all the way up, I will. But until we get to that point, I just want to be smart and take care of my stuff.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Rookie Jesse Love rolls off from the seventh position. Steve Post.
Austin Hill down here. It's been a whale of a start. A win, and a fourth-place finish last week at Las Vegas. Austin, I would dare say you're probably pretty content and pretty happy with the start of the season. How does it feel to be running this good right out of the box?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely builds the momentum early. So, yeah, I mean, we've had some really fast Bennett Chevrolets these last 3 weeks. This week is, I'm not going to say a full different story. We're definitely back here a little further than we want to be. We're 15th, so we got a lot more work to do. Can't really see the front right now, so we got to go to work during this first stage, try to pick off as many as we can, get some stage points, and my pit crew's been awesome all year. So if they can do their job, get us off pit road, gain some extra spots, you know, with that, then that'll put us back in the ball game, and then just got to go to work from there. Got to move around when we need to. It seems like rubber's getting laid down a lot here today, a lot more than what I've seen in the past. So got to be ready for that. Got to be ready to move around when you need to find a different lane to create speed. So, but can't thank everybody at RCR and ECR enough for bringing some fast race cars to the racetrack right now. And we'll be there at the end when it matters today.
You say you're lacking just a little bit. Is there a specific area that you wish your car was a little bit better in practice and qualifying?
Just front turn. Just I think a lot of people have been, that I've drivers I've talked to have kind of said sort of the same thing, but lacking some front turn, just really tight with the front end. And then when you do get it settled down and you get it pointed, then you're fighting some right rear drive. So you're fighting a little bit of everything right now with our Bennett Chevrolet, but I know the boys will fix me up right, and we'll just make it better all day. And like I said, it's 200 laps, so that you don't win them on lap one. You win it at the end of the thing, so we got to be there when it matters.
And I'm sure they will. Off to a great start. That is Austin Hill. Crew Chief Andy Street will be working on this car, and they likely will be around at the end of this thing at the front of the field.
Well, that was a big understatement there, Steve. Off to a big start. That is that and then some for Austin Hill, Alex. Winning at Daytona, backs it up with a win at Atlanta, goes fourth a week ago at Las Vegas. And, you know, what is it about Austin Hill right now? We talk a lot about maturity and just seat time. Is that the strength right now of Austin Hill?
I think it is. And there was a lot of rumblings back towards the end of last year that Austin might have been in line for a NASCAR Cup Series seat. But it didn't work out. He announced early on that he was coming back to RCR in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And I think that's a big thing. And I think that's a great step for Austin Hill. Get more experience here. He's talented. And he can race in the NASCAR Cup Series. And I think his future is certainly in the Cup Series. But right now, this is a golden opportunity to continue honing in his craft.
I really like the when you take a look at the lineup and you see young talent like Jesse Love mixed in with the Justin Allgaiers and the Austin Hills. There's so much young and new coming into the sport. Chandler Smith comes to mind. All Alex mixed with the veterans that they can learn from. We'll talk more about that here in a moment. Right now it's time for pre-race ceremonies at the Phoenix Raceway.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise as you are able and remove your hats as Avondale Police and Fire Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from North Bible Church in Scottsdale, Arizona, Pastor Chad Allen.
Good afternoon, Phoenix Raceway. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you on this beautiful day that you have made, and we thank you that we get to experience family, friends, fun, and friendly competition. We are thankful that NASCAR still acknowledges you and seeks your hand of protection. We humbly but boldly ask for safety for the drivers, crews, and fans in every race. And we ask a blessing for them and their families, both on and off the track. We thank you for the ability to experience excitement and adrenaline, and how they remind us that the greatest joy and pleasure in this life is found in personally knowing you and your love. Again, we praise you and thank you for this day, and ask for your hand of blessing and protection all over this race. In Jesus' name we pray. We all said, amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome United States Army veteran, retired firefighter, and award-winning gospel recording artist, James Rambo Smith.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, set us that star-spangled banner yet wave. Oh, the land of the free and the
national anthem pre-race in the books. Drivers get a final fist bump from the team. They'll swing a leg over the door and into the cockpit of the race car. The Xfinity Series is next.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action, and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
The 2004 NASCAR Cup Series Championship was won in dramatic fashion.
Well, they changed right side tires. Only the entire wheel came off.
But what happened throughout the year is what makes it one of NASCAR's biggest seasons. Hear all the stories on NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History. This week on Chasing History.
Honestly, I think Dale Jr. was a better drafter than his dad.
Get the latest episode of NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History at MRN.com or on your favorite podcast platform.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
iRacing, NASCAR, and Coca-Cola congratulate 2311 Racing and Keegan Leahy on his win at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the 15th season of the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series, NASCAR's officially sanctioned esports series featuring the top sim racers from around the world. Leahy made a last lap pass for his first win since 2022. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for Round 3 at Atlanta Motor Speedway on eNASCAR.com. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, iRacing, and NASCAR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Secretary Pete Buttigieg here reminding you that if you're doing any digging work on your property, whether you're building a porch, digging a trench, or just installing a mailbox, you need to call 811 before you dig. It's free, it's the law, and it's the way to make sure you don't accidentally hit a pipe or utility line that could cause serious injury or even death. In other words, call 811 now so no one has to call 911 later. Stay safe and remember to call or visit call811.com for more information.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race cars today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the call811.com every dig every time 200 from Phoenix Raceway. Sponsored by call811.com. Go to call811.com before starting any digging project. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Geico, Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco, from NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Back here at a sun-drenched Phoenix Raceway in Avondale, Arizona, downtown. Phoenix is just over behind turns 1 and 2, behind Monument Hill, a.k.a. Rattlesnake Hill.
Daytona, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Phoenix. Phoenix has nothing in common with those other three. Todd, what do you think we're going to see here? Flat, 1 mile, oval, baking in the sun. Now, granted, it's not 95 degrees like it might be when we come back in November, but still, this is a completely different racetrack than what we've been on.
Yes, yeah, it's a place that you, especially, you know, the dog leg here, cutting the dog leg, cars all over the racetrack, and turns 1 and 2, you'll see guys on the apron, down on the flat, you'll see them on the bottom, and you'll see them up on the progressively banking up around the wall. There are multiple grooves around 1 and 2. It'll be interesting to see how that all shuffles out in turn 2.
They're going to have to figure out where their cars are going to handle. With a short race, only 200 laps, Jeff, you're not going to have all that many opportunities to get to pit lane and adjust on the handling of your car if we have long green flag runs. You also don't want to give up track position because this is a very difficult place to get it back.
Don't make a mistake on the track or on pit road, and Steve and Kim will talk more about that here in a few moments. We know that this is a track that you can make a mistake on pit road very easily, very quickly.
You absolutely can, and that can ruin your entire race, given the fact that it's only 200 laps long. So this is a track that you got to be clean on the track and on the pit lane.
We'll find out. We're just about ready to take you trackside for the command. Glad you're with us live on the Motor Racing Network. Now, let's go trackside.
Phoenix Raceway, this is a moment you have all been waiting for. Are you ready to get this NASCAR Xfinity Series Call 811.com Every Dig Every Time 200 started? Here to give the command to fire engines is a U.S. Department of Transportation Associate Administrator for Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety, Alan Mayberry. Take it away, Alan.
I'm honored to represent Call811.com today. Drivers, start your engines!
Now that is what we're ready to hear. 38 Xfinity Series engines come to life. The starting lineup is next.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Inspiring story.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. comes back to the Daytona International Speedway. He will win the Pepsi 400.
I'm just a pilot, man. You know, I just want everybody to be happy. I want to do good. And hopefully all of my dad's fans enjoyed this. This is for all them.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast Junior's Journey. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 years of MRN. The 1993 season. The Road to Royalty. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
Race fans having a great time getting set for today's NASCAR Xfinity Series race here at Phoenix. Everybody grabbing a seat or someplace where they can get a good look at the flying of the green flag in just a moment. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting 38th is Garrett Smith. Lee Ryan Vargas will go 37th. Patrick Emerling qualified 36th. Frankie Muniz will start 35th. Nick Leitz goes 34th. The 33rd starter is Dawson Cram. Starting 32nd is J.J. Yaley. And the 31st starter is Blaine Perkins.
Ryan Ellis is going to start 30th. 29th will be B.J. McLeod. William Byron in the field. Got a work to do. He'll start 28th. Josh Williams will start alongside 27th. Starting 26th, Kyle Sieg. Jeremy Clements will start 25th. Leland Honeyman will start 24th. Shane Van Gisbergen will start 23rd. 22nd starter Brennan Poole starting 21st. Sam Mayer.
Starting 20th is Anthony Alfredo. Haley Deegan will start 19th. Parker Retzloff starts 18th. Jeb Burton goes 17th. Sammy Smith qualified 16th with Austin Hill going 15th. Kyle Weatherman will be the 14th starter. Ryan Sieg will start 13th. Parker Kligerman starts 12th. And Brandon Jones 11th.
Starting in position number 10, that is A.J. Allmendinger starting 9th, winner a week ago. John Hunter Nemechek starting 8th is Eric Almirola. Starting 7th is Jesse Love. Starting in position number 6, Sheldon Creed. Justin Allgaier will start 5th. Riley Herbst will start 4th. Starting 3rd, Corey Heim, front row. Starting in position number 2, Chandler Smith. And on the pole, he'll lead the field with the green flag. Cole Custer, he cut a lap earlier today at 131.483 miles an hour. Career pole number 20 for Cole Custer.
While the cars make their pace and parade laps, gives us a chance to bring in a couple of more voices that are poised and ready to call the action for you today out in the corner. Starting first, over in turns 1 and 2 from Rancho Cucamonga, California, it's Dan Hubbard.
Well, thank you, Alex, and good afternoon, everybody. From my vantage point just outside of turn 2, I've got a clear view of the dogleg. That's the broad expanse of asphalt inside the yellow line of the apron right after start-finish, literally inviting these drivers to cut the bend and attempt to pass. Now, on the starts and restarts, it's madness. We've seen 5 and 6 wide scenarios rushing up and funneling into the 40-foot wide turns 1 and 2 combination. And the pushing and shoving can get pretty intense, particularly from mid-pack on back. Now, as the tires wear, the drivers employ kind of a slide and glide tactic in order to get through turns 1 and 2 quickly. I'll cover all that action for you. Once the field sorts all that out, it drifts off of turn 2, motors down the backstretch, and does battle in front of our own Kyle Rickey from Killingly, Connecticut.
All right, thank you very much, Dan, and good afternoon, everyone. From high atop the Sweets, just to the outside of turn number 3, the much tighter end of this Phoenix Mile, but with more banking, with 10 to 11 degrees bottom to top. Inside lane should be preferred early on, but with 3 other lanes to race on, I expect at least the second lane, maybe even the third lane, becoming an option for some of these drivers to get to the front late in today's race. Beautiful day to go racing here in Phoenix. We'll have it all covered through turns 3 and 4 this afternoon.
Yeah, it is a beautiful day, and let's do that here in just a moment. Before we do, though, let's take one final trip down pit road and find out what the teams are planning before the green flag. We're going to start at the exit of pit road. Lead pit road reporter there for the Motor Racing Network is Steve Post.
Jeff, I love talking to some folks here in the garage area. One of my favorites is Jeremy Toney. He's the crew chief for Cole Custer. We talk about combinations returning, and that's what we have here. Now, Jeremy Toney, his story is fascinating. He started with Haas CNC Racing in 2003. That's 5 years before Tony Stewart joined the operation as a co-owner. He's been an engineer, a championship-winning engineer, and last year was his first season as crew chief for Cole Custer. Was asking him about coming back for year number 2, and he said, we have a good group, and we love working on these race cars. One minor change with the road crew, one jackman change, but this championship-winning team is back virtually intact for Cole Custer and his crew chief, Jeremy Toney. Kim Kuhn?
Well, Steve, Phoenix Raceway is a place that holds significance for Sheldon Creed. The driver of the number 18 JGR Toyota won his Craftsman Truck Series title here with a win in 2020. Now, Creed's still looking for his first Xfinity Series win. He's got some good stats here. He finished top 5 in the last 2 Phoenix Xfinity Series races, including a runner-up in the fall. Combine those stats with the fact that Joe Gibbs Racing is the winningest Xfinity Series team at Phoenix with 16 victories. Could be a good day for Sheldon, but he's going to have to battle back from some adversity. The team found an oil leak, and they're going to have to fall to the back despite their 6th place qualifying effort due to unapproved adjustments.
That is Steve Post and Kim Kuhn. They'll have all the stories covered all day long from the pit lane. We expect the one to go signal when the field comes back to the start finish line. So Todd Gordon, what is the key from a crew chief side of things to get to victory lane here at Phoenix?
Well, you know, Austin Hill talked about it. You don't need to win lap 1, but you got to put yourself in position to win in the last stage. So having a little bit of cautious aggression, working your way forward. If you're starting deep, you've got to make spots when you can, but let's not get overzealous and put ourselves in a bigger hole.
Let's give you a quick reminder. 200 laps, 200 miles. Stage 1 complete at lap 45. Stage 2 will wrap up at lap 90 And then we have a 110-lap run to the black and white checkered flag. It is race number 4 of 2024. As we've been to Daytona, we've been to Atlanta, Las Vegas, and here we are under the bright sunshine.
Yeah, we are in Phoenix, Arizona. So this is a completely different discipline of racetrack and a style of racing these drivers are going to have to deal with. Just part of the twists and turns, if you will, of a continuous entire season in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Jeff. It tests these drivers, it tests the teams from week to week, and this is a difficult challenge.
They come off of turn number 2, working at 50 miles an hour now. The pace car has already come to pit road. Cole Custer, Chandler Smith up on the front row. They are side by side. We're ready to go here in the desert, Phoenix, Arizona. And for the start of the NASCAR Xfinity Series from Goldsboro, North Carolina, here's the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Pole winner Cole Custer opts to start the race on the inside lane. He's going to be crowded there by Chandler Smith. Green flag goes in the air, and the NASCAR Xfinity Series is racing in Phoenix as they go off to Dan Hubbard.
Field flies into turn one for the first time. It is Cole Custer dueling with Chandler Smith. They are dead even through turns 1 and 2. Jesse Love making a bold move to the inside. It's good enough for fourth place.
Moving up and into the top 5 for Jesse Love. Falls under fire now from Justin Allgaier to the inside. 3 wide for fifth. Everybody, though, chasing Chandler Smith, the race leader.
Boy, 3 wide typically does not work, but they make it work. Jesse Love rolls out of the throttle. He'll follow now a side-by-side battle for fifth.
Here comes Justin Allgaier to the inside of Riley Herbst as they make their way into turn 1. Chandler Smith locks down the lead, filling his mirrors is Cole Custer and Corey Heim.
Corey Heim running in third, then that battle from fourth on back off of turn number 2, led by Riley Herbst. Car length over Justin Allgaier and 2 ahead of Eric Almirola.
Allgaier was able to get by Almirola, now sets his sights clearly on the black back bumper of Riley Herbst. This is a good race for position, and it is for the number 4 spot.
Here they come, nose to tail through the dogleg. Riley Herbst has that fourth spot. Justin Allgaier wants it, and for the moment, Allgaier content to ride behind Riley Herbst. Everybody down on the bottom line for turns 1 and 2.
Including Jesse Love, just a couple of car lengths back behind Eric Almirola. He has settled in the line in about the 7th position, but digging hard on the bottom.
A.J. Allmendinger looking on right behind that group. Got a battle shaping up now for a second. Cole Custer's got it. Corey Heim wants it.
Corey Heim, a nice run through the dogleg, up the banking just a little bit through turns 1 and 2. Still in hot pursuit of Cole Custer. This allows Chandler Smith to pull away by some 3 to 4 car lengths.
Cole Custer continues to hang on to that second position as they swing off of turn number 2 and hit the back straightaway. Corey Heim still right there within a car length. 2 back to Riley Herbst. And then that battle for the 5th spot now with Allgaier and Almirola.
Almirola would dive to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll pull even with Justin Allgaier for the number 5 spot. They're going to stay above the yellow line and race wheel to wheel.
Chevy versus Toyota for the 5th position. Down to the inside goes Eric Almirola. He'll get the better of Allgaier. Goes right on the bumper. Gets Almirola loose, but he maintains control off the turn.
Eric Almirola takes that spot away. Just behind them, a side-by-side race into the top 10. Here's A.J. Allmendinger to the inside of Jesse Love. Trouble behind them. One car spinning. That's Josh Williams to the inside of the racetrack. Kisses the inside wall. May have had help as he was running mid-pack at the time of the spin.
Josh Williams is going to put us under the caution flag for the very first time. It comes out on lap 5, and it happened in front of Kyle Rickey.
Off of turn number 2, a couple of cars got tangled up. Josh Williams nosed it very lightly to the inside wall. There is a second car involved that has just righted itself and is working its way down the back straightaway now, and that is the car of Dawson Cram, who also was involved in the incident. Not a whole lot of damage, a little to the left rear of that car as he limps to the bottom of the racetrack.
Yeah, Josh Williams was in the middle of a 3-wide battle coming off of turn 2. They simply ran out of real estate. He got the worst end of that. Dawson Cram spun behind that crash as he checked up and got hit in the back bumper to send him around.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney, 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
With seven laps complete, we work our first caution flag of the event for the spinoff turn two by Josh Williams and Dawson Cram. Chandler Smith is the race leader. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
We welcome you back to Phoenix Raceway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, with seven, now eight laps complete here in their fourth race of the season. Know what's below. Always contact 811 before any digging project, large or small. Go to call811.com for more information specific to your state. Every dig, every time.
Eight laps in, under caution, big movers up the leaderboard. Sheldon Creed, 9. Leland Honeyman, 5. And William Byron, 4. On the downside, Kim, Josh Williams down 11 on pit road, just pulling away in front of you.
Yeah, absolute disaster. He just pulled away, and it was an extended stop. The team knew they were going to have to lift the right side up because both of the right side tires were flat. Well, the jackman was unable to get his jack underneath. They had to borrow a second jack from another team and kind of put that jack up under the fuel cell. With the combination of the two jacks, they finally got the car lifted, were able to change both right side and then left side tires. But, man, oh, man, what a long stop for that incident for Josh Williams,
who's got an opportunity of a lifetime. He's been a journeyman NASCAR Xfinity Series racer. Gets the call from Matt Colleague and team president Chris Rice to come drive for them, and it just simply hasn't been the type of season start, at least, that they were hoping to have. But there is a long way to go this year.
34th at Daytona, 37th at Atlanta, Las Vegas, 14th, and right now he is being shown, obviously, at the tail end and two laps down of the leaderboard. So work to be done for Josh Williams. We will be going back under the green flag in just over a lap and a half.
Yeah, we will. Pit lane was open if anybody elected to come in. Obviously, lead lap cars had the opportunity the first time by, and Todd, to no one's surprise, looks like most everybody stayed out. Just a few drivers from the tail end of the field elected to come in.
Yeah, just guys coming in that need to work on the race car. They need a little more balance. It doesn't look like we've seen tires put on these cars. Obviously, the 11 car put tires on for the flats, but it's too early with the tire restrictions you've got in the Xfinity Series. Can't put those tires on at this point. You got to wait till the stage end or really close to the stage end. So just a little tune-up here.
Before the choose, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Welcome back to Phoenix Raceway. The NASCAR Xfinity Series in action under caution at the moment. Green flag coming up in a lap. 10 laps are complete. Chandler Smith currently is the race leader. Jeff Striegel alongside Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon, Dan Hubbard, and Kyle Rickey are working in the turns this afternoon and on pit road. And it's a beautiful day as Steve Post and Kim Kuhn.
as the field came by the start-finish line, the opportunity to choose what lane they want to restart in. Chandler Smith opts to restart in the outside lane. That'll give Cole Custer the benefit of going back down to the inside. So just like the initial start of the race, it'll be Custer and Smith inside and outside of the front row.
Getting ready for a Geico restart on lap number 11, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com to get started.
Field works their way halfway down the back straightaway, and they begin to bunch up nose to tail as they work their way into turn number three. The Geico restart zone is in the middle of turn four, and then they got to accelerate, and then it's on from there, Jeff.
And they cannot go below the yellow line until they cross the start line. Here we go. Green flag in the air. Chandler Smith trying to pull away from Cole Custer. Now Cole will fan out and hit the dog leg, and they'll go three, four wide.
Chandler Smith got a great jump, but Cole Custer back down through the dog leg caught him, and they're virtually side-by-side, but off turn two, it'll be Chandler Smith leading the field.
That's a great run in the outside lane, does Chandler Smith, and is able to take command of this race one more time. By the time they get to turn three, Cole Custer to settle in the line in second, but will drift up the racetrack.
He does, leaves the bottom side wide open for a hard-charging Corey Heim. He'll take full advantage and get a fender alongside.
Corey Heim gets alongside Cole Custer. That's the fight for the second spot. Right behind them is Riley Herbst and Justin Allgaier. They are side-by-side for fourth. Still Chandler Smith in the top spot.
And here comes John Hunter Nemechek just outside of the top five behind Justin Allgaier and looking to the inside to try to take a spot away, but gets in the line in six.
Boy, he is ready to go up the leaderboard. Talking about John Hunter Nemechek, he almost took him three wide. Thought better of it. Let's follow John Hunter back to the corner.
John Hunter Nemechek comes to turn one. In front of him is that battle with Riley Herbst and Justin Allgaier. Nemechek is going to have to pick a lane. He goes to that low side and is bringing Eric Almirola with him.
That battle for fourth will single out just in front of Nemechek, or does it? Allgaier slides way up the racetrack to the exit of turn number two.